From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies investigating a reported armed robbery in which one person was fatally shot at a business on the 200 block of Blue Lake Boulevard in Blue Lake. Deputies received the call at about 9:45 last night and were on the scene investigating for several hours. Blue Lake Boulevard had to be closed to traffic as the investigation's ongoing. No suspect information or information about the victim is available at this time. Earlier this week, special agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force, with help from the Fortuna Police Department, came into contact with two subjects at a business on the 600 block of South Fortuna Boulevard. Agents received information that 19-year-old Juan Navajarm and 20-year-old Marisol Renteria, both from Los Angeles, were in Fortuna with a substantial amount of heroin. Upon police contact, Navajarm attempted to conceal a paper bag containing a large amount of suspected heroin. Navajarm and Renteria were both detained pending further investigation. Both were cooperative and explained to agents that they had just traveled from Los Angeles to deliver narcotics. In total, agents seized nearly 4.5 pounds of suspected heroin packaged for sale. For officer and community safety concerns regarding COVID-19, agents elected to release Navajarm and Renteria, and will forward their report to the Humboldt County DA's office for prosecution. Humboldt County's confirmed COVID-19 case count rose to 138 Thursday after two additional cases were reported. Of the 138 residents who've tested positive, more than 60% contracted the virus through contact with a known case. The 4th of July weekend, traditionally a time when friends, families, and communities come together in celebration, but gatherings of any size that bring people together outside of their household groups continue to increase the spread of COVID-19, both in the county and across the state. Meantime, Curry County Public Health received notification from Curry General Hospital of 3 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 2 of the confirmed positive cases are non-residents traveling from outside the area. Both individuals are from the same household, and the cases have been referred back to their state of residence. A 3rd unrelated case is a Curry County resident who tested positive for COVID-19. Contact tracing and investigation is being performed, and all 3 are self-isolating and monitoring their symptoms. City of Eureka and PG&E performing utility reconstruction work on adjoining side streets to 4th Street. That's from O Street to Y Street in Eureka on Monday through next Friday. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.